Hello, and welcome to the latest Hail Hail History podcast. Saturday 26th of October will mark 50 years since one of Celtic's most memorable cup finals. And in fact, the entire calendar year of 1974 was a remarkable one for the Celts. On the 26th of October 1974, Celtic made their way to Hampden to take on Hibernian in the League Cup final. This was by no means an assured victory for the boys. Celtic had played in every League Cup final since 1970, and lost them all, falling to Rangers, Partick Thistle, Dundee, and also Hibs. Only 54,000 fans attended, small by the standards of the time. However, those that were there saw a remarkable and amazing game. Celtic nerves were settled early thanks to a Jimmy Johnston goal, and then Dixie Deans doubled the Hoops' lead. However, just before half-time, Joe Harper brought Hibs back into it. Into the second half, Celtic's two-goal lead was restored almost immediately, thanks to Paul Wilson. But Harper's second goal again pegged back the Celts. A quick-fire goal from Dixie Deans made it 4-2 to Celtic, and shortly after he added another to complete his hat-trick. When Stevie Murray scored to make it 6-2, it was game over, although Joe Harper did manage his own achievement by getting his third and his own hat-trick. Dixie Deans' hat-trick sealed his place in Celtic folklore. He is the only man in Celtic and Scottish football history to have done this in both the Scottish Cup and League Cup finals. In the 1972 Scottish Cup final, it was again Hibs who fell to three Deans goals, losing 6-1 overall. At full-time in the 1974 final, the record read 9 goals scored, including 2 hat-tricks, and those fans who had turned out went home very entertained. In fact, this was just the latest in a series of unforgettable events for Celtic in 1974. The year started with one notable calendar moment for the Celts. On the 27th of January 1974, Celtic entertained Clydebank in the Scottish Cup, with the Hoops easily winning 6-1. This was a memorable day, as it was the first ever Sunday game in Celtic's history. April, though, was a month of controversy and then success for the Hoops. The club had continued their fine European record by again reaching the semi-finals of the European Cup, the fourth time they had done so since 1967. Their opponents were Atletico Madrid. It proved to be one of the most notorious games in Celtic's history. On the 10th of April, Celtic had drawn 0-0 with the Spanish side, but that fixture is best recalled for the brutal nature of Madrid's game, including 3 Spanish players being sent off. Despite this, the boys could not find a breakthrough. The thuggish actions of Atletico had achieved their own particular goal, subduing Celtic and creating a certain fear ahead of the return leg. In this fixture, the Hoops would match their Spanish hosts for much of the game, but eventually fall to 2 late goals. At least justice was eventually done when Bayern Munich beat Atletico 4-0 to claim the trophy. Days after the Celtic game, however, the Celts' mood was greatly improved during a trip to Brockville. Playing against Falkirk, the boys knew that a single point would be enough to claim the league title. And this wasn't just any old championship win, this would be the 9th in a row, then a joint world record. Celtic's 9 in a row run was all the more remarkable given their previous history. From 1966 to 1974, the boys won the league each year, 9 in total. That was as many titles as Celtic had won in the half century prior to 1966. Celtic had previously won 6 titles in a row from 1905 to 1910, but this 1960s and 70s run massively exceeded this, and the boys would of course replicate this achievement from 2012 to 2020. The following month saw the Scottish Cup once more rest in paradise. The Celts met Dundee United, who were playing in their first ever Scottish Cup final. In front of 76,000 fans, Celtic claimed a comfortable 3-0 win. This was the boys' 23rd time taking home the Scottish Cup. And the end of the season saw another small chapter added to Celtic's story. Celtic took on Liverpool in a testimonial for Ron Yates. In amongst the Celtic team was one very famous guest, the legendary Bobby Charlton, European Cup winner with Man United and World Cup winner with England, pulled on the Hoops and scored as Celtic won 4-1. This makes Charlton the first World Cup winner to have played for Celtic, albeit not in a competitive game. Since then, Janinho has also appeared for Celtic and won the 2002 World Cup, whilst Edson Braafheid played for the Netherlands as they lost the 2010 final. The start of the 1974-75 season brought with it another piece of silverware for the Celtic Park trophy room. The Dryburgh Cup was a pre-season tournament which ran in the 70s and early 80s. It brought together the top four scoring teams in the First Division and Second Division. Celtic featured in all five of the 1970s final and lost all but one. Fortunately, the 1974 final was the one moment of cheer the Celts had in the competition. After beating Airdrie and then Dundee, Celtic took on old rivals Rangers at Hampden Park on the 3rd of August. It proved to be an exciting match, with Stevie Murray scoring for the boys before Scott equalised for the Ibrox side. In extra time, Paul Wilson looked to have won the cup for Celtic, until a late Pat McCluskey own goal took the match to penalties. Dennis Connaughan in Celtic's goal was the hero, saving two penalties as the boys won 4-2 to take home the Dryburgh Cup. This match was also one small part of a significant achievement for Paul Wilson. Wilson, born in India but a Scottish internationalist, scored for Celtic in four separate Hampden finals in 1974-75. The Dryburgh Cup, Glasgow Cup, Scottish Cup and League Cup. This helped Wilson and his teammates claim winners' medals in the Dryburgh League and Scottish Cups. In fact, Celtic were unbeaten overall. The Glasgow Cup final ended in a 2-2 draw with Rangers, but the match was never replayed. 1974 also witnessed some significant moments for individual Celtic players. In August, Billy McNeil's testimonial game against Liverpool, which ended 1-1, marked the start of Caesar's final season as a Celtic player. McNeil remains one of the most celebrated players and managers in the club's long history, famous especially for his 1967 trophy lift in Lisbon. George Connolly's 1970 story was a much sadder one though. Connolly, part of the quality street gang of emerging youth talent, was considered by many to be the finest prospect seen at Celtic Park for many a year. However, he struggled to deal with the demands and fame associated with Celtic and walked out on the club midway through the season. Although he eventually returned, this was the start of a pattern of disappearances which would limit what he might have achieved with the Celts. The end of 1974 saw an unusual and high-profile game for the Celts. The boys were chosen by Benfica to be their opponents in a special benefit match held for the United Nations children's charity UNICEF. At one point, it was suggested that Pele and Johan Cruyff would appear, but in the end, neither could make it. Held at Celtic Park on 11th of December, the match attracted a good crowd of 30,000. They saw a fascinating fixture, which ended 3-3 after 90 minutes. The Celts fought back from 2-2, with goals from Pat McCluskey, Jimmy Johnson and Ronnie Glavin. Penalties were held to decide on the winner of the special trophy, but sadly the boys lost out 5-4. Celtic's history is littered with exciting seasons. Some years stand out more than others for the achievement and events of that time, not least examples like 1967 and 1988. But for sheer drama and excitement, few periods can match the breathlessness of the Celts in 1974. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X, or you can take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.